Welcome to Money Tips by Charles Kelly, author of Yes, Money Can Buy You Happiness. Charles spent over 25 years in financial services, working for banks, insurance companies, and as a qualified independent financial advisor running his practice, before setting up his speaking, consultancy, and property business. Money Tips will help you save, make, and accumulate more money, whether you are a business owner, entrepreneur, employee, or still searching for your vocation.
Smart money is investing in assets such as gold, silver, stocks, and property. Hi, this is Charles Kelly, Money Tips. As I said, the smart money and people with smart money are buying assets. They buy gold, silver, stocks, and properties, not leaving their money in the bank to rot away and to get eaten away by inflation. I'll give you an example. The other day, I exchanged £40 for a silver coin in a local shop. Now, I could buy this coin for as little as £25 or £26 per coin if I buy in bulk. And I do buy from bullion dealers, but sometimes I pass this shop and just buy the odd coin here or there. Now, the question is, which do you think will be worth more or have more buying power in 10 years' time or even 5 years' time? Do you think the £40 will have more buying power or the silver coin? If you bought a gold coin, which would cost, say, £1,600, £1,650, $2,000, do you think that gold coin will have more buying power than, you know, the cash that you exchanged for it? Now, the answer is yes. Gold and silver have held their value over decades and even centuries. The gold and silver coins used to be money. They were currency in the days before paper money came along. So yes, they will hold their value, and paper money generally depreciates in value. And if you think back to, I don't know how old you are, but many years ago when you went out for the evening, how much would you spend going out for an evening? How much would you spend on a holiday that is now costing you a lot more? You can look at that. I mean, for instance, when I bought a gold coin in the late 90s, I remember buying a coin for about £200, literally £200, and I should have bought a lot more. Now, that same coin is £1,600. Now, if I think about that £200 and what that was worth to me then, and the buying power of that £200, it's nothing like it is now. You know, cash just witters away, and even every year you're losing around 5 to 10% of the buying power of your cash, depending on where you're living. Now, the government say, oh, inflation's at 4%, but you know, we know that it's not really at 4%. Lots of goods that we buy and depend on have gone up much, much more and are still going up more than 4%. Okay, so think about this. You've got to think about, where is your money going to be in the longer term? And cash, when I say cash, it's not just cash in your pocket, but cash that's sitting in the bank, maybe earning 1 or 2%. You've got to think about where I can put that. And as I said, the smart money goes into assets. Fund managers, you know, funds, your pension fund, will be invested in assets. They don't just keep it in the bank, do they? They just wouldn't be able to give you the returns in order to give you back a good return and give you a good pension fund at the end of the day. So do think about that. But you know, I'm not giving you investment advice here, but before you take any investment decisions, make sure you're financially educated, first of all, well-informed, and you know, take advice from your financial advisor. Now, I run webinars usually on a Wednesday evening called 3 Steps to Money Management and Financial Freedom. So you can check that out in the description. Please join me for that. It's a free webinar, lasts about an hour, and I'll take you through the 3 steps that you can take to get control of your money, start managing it better, so that you can then start investing for the future and build financial wealth and then have financial freedom. That's what it's all about. So thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Money Tips. For more tips and information, visit moneytipsdaily.com. The information given in this podcast is for your entertainment and should not be construed as financial advice. As always, take independent financial advice before making any investment decisions.